Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's just start off today with an overview of what's going on in the markets.
Well, I'm watching the KC September contract. You know, that's the hard red winter wheat contract and the basis. That's the two things I'm concerned about. With that, with the futures contract, it's just wallowing around. It had support at $7.10. It's below that support. I expected it to go down to around $6.85. It's just wallowing around right under that. It's either going to break out the top of 710 or it's going to go out the bottom of 685. We've got to wait and see what happens. The other thing I'm watching is the basis. As we've talked about, the basis is 35, 40 cents above normal, and that concerns me.
As you keep looking at that, you're also getting questions from producers who want to know, should I sell my wheat? Should I store my wheat? What are some of the pros and cons?
Well, on making that decision, you've got to look at that futures contract. Is it going to go up or down? Because that's going to impact the cash price. And you've got to look at the basis. We don't know what the futures price is going to do. I don't think it's going to do very much, and it's not going to do anything until we get through corn. The basis, on the other hand, we know it's 35, 40 cents above average. We have a tendency for mean reversion. In other words, it go back to the average. In other words, lose 35 or 40 cents. I believe that's going to happen when we get into corn crop. I think that's a guaranteed 35 to 40 cent decline in the price. Now, the futures price could go up and offset that, but the basis, why is the basis above average? That's what the producers have got to find out. And is it going back to the average?
And then take that into consideration in making their decision?
That's correct. Where's the biggest risk? I think the biggest risk is in the basis, because I don't think the basis is going to get any higher. In other words, result in higher cash prices because of an increase in the basis. And if that's the case, that signals the market wants our wheat now and you should sell it now. If you want to stay in the market, one way to do it is sell the wheat and buy the board. If the futures goes down, you're going to lose that anyway because cash prices were going lower. If it goes up, then you capture it. If you're betting on the basis, you're betting on the basis going higher, and I think that's a bad bet.
Okay. All part of the game, though, right?
All part of the game.
Okay. Kim, thank you. Another thing on the minds of producers, the price of 2014 harvest wheat. Kim will have much more on that next week on SunUp.